Jeremiah said that I could not stay. In other words, I had to keep preaching. I had to keep doing. I had to keep obeying. And what do we say? Part of worship is obeying. He had to go ahead and do what God told him to do. And then David had something going on in his heart. The Bible says in 2 Samuel 6, 12 through 16, it talks about them bringing the ark of the Lord to the city of David. And when they brought it in, they had a big celebration. And David began to dance in the spirit. He danced, the Bible said, with all of his might. Some of you know about that. I've seen some of y'all dancing with all of your might. And then he went on to say he was leaping and dancing before God. He danced so until he embarrassed his wife. His wife looked out the window and saw David, the king, out there dancing like that. And she was disgusted with him. And when she confronted David about it, David, I'm just going to put it in my words. David said, "You don't know like I know what God has done for me. You weren't there when he allowed me to kill Goliath with a slingshot and a stone. You don't know like I know. Out of all of my brothers, I was just a little lad of a boy. And God chose me to be the king of Israel. You don't know like I know what my God has done for me. So woman, get out of my way. I'm gonna dance until I get tired. I'm gonna dance until heaven know I'm dancing for him." There was something going on in David's heart. And it was expressed in an outward way. I'm getting close to the end. David was a heart worshiper. And then in the New Testament, in Luke 24, 32, the two followers of Jesus, they were on the road to Emmaus. And Jesus appeared and began to talk with them and discuss the scripture with them. They didn't recognize Jesus. And then after he had finished discussing the scriptures, they realized who Jesus was. Jesus vanished, no longer there. And they said, as they talked between themselves, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us and opened up the scriptures to us?" Their hearts burned within them as the Lord talked with them and explained the scriptures. You know, anytime you have an encounter with God, your heart ought to burn. Anytime we talk to God, our hearts ought to burn. Their hearts burned within them. And then they went on to tell the disciples about what they had seen, and Jesus appeared again to them. And then, after they had done all of that, it was time for Jesus to take his ascension into heaven. He blessed them, and the Bible says that he went up to heaven. And the next verse said, they worshiped him. They worshiped him. They were heart worshipers. They were heart worshipers. And every once in a while, as I'm nearing my conclusion, we too have a burning in our hearts. Sometimes we're all alone. And sometimes we'll shout hallelujah. And sometimes we look around to make sure nobody is looking at us so they won't think we're crazy. But it's because that burning comes up. And you sometimes say it before you know it. And then sometimes I'm bad about doing this. Going down the road, thinking about Jesus, or hear a song on the radio that just touches the heart. And I'm bad about taking my hands off the wheel and clapping. I put it right back. I have that burning. And sometimes I can't help it. Now, I usually try to keep from doing it when I'm passing somebody. But the burning comes on, and I got to do something. Psalms 47, I've got 49. I was thinking it was 47, maybe 49. It says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of a triumph.